Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on a Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for what you're doing. That goes for the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That goes for the FedEx and the UPS and the postal haulers out there hauling the bulk mail, wherever you're going to with it. And that also goes for the suicide jockeys that are hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel for wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people, as well as our Amazon drivers out there. We appreciate each and every one of you. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Trump True Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America is how you find us over there at all those places. And don't forget, our website is merely the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, gee, the migrant border policy, Title 42, will remain in effect for about, 4 or 5 months maybe a little longer, because it doesn't go to court now until February, at which time the legal challenges will be allowed to play out. Now, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 yesterday on this, on keeping it intact. John Roberts was the deciding vote, actually, and the Supreme Court is taking up the case brought by 19 states also, challenging the Biden administration's effort to end the policy. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, it's not 4 or 5 months. It's really only maybe a month and a half. I mean, we're about to be in January, so I hear it again in February. Now, over the weekend, I think I heard this right. In one particular case, there were 15,000 encounters. One particular place, it may have been, I don't know if it was Texas or Arizona. But nonetheless, of that, 1,250 were expelled under Title 42.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't seem like a lot to me on a percentage ratio. And I don't know what the distinctions are on those expulsions. for the meat pile, 42. But nonetheless, it's there, and then that forces more people in limbo on the other side of the border. Now, we have something called the gotaways. We really begin to know what that number is. I mean, those are just estimates. Because, like in Arizona, there were piles, I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that came across, and there was virtually no border patrol. None, zero. They were someplace else. So, I mean, nothing makes me angrier. I mean, just nothing makes me angrier than this. It's completely ungoverned space. So, now, I don't know, you begin to know what the arguments were by the Solicitor General to the Supreme Court. But interestingly enough, the four liberal judges voted against it, but the one of them, I shouldn't say four, three, one of them, the fourth was Gorsuch,
yep.
Conservative.
Yep.
And the reason he did is because this is not law, it's policy. And he does not believe that the Supreme Court should be ruling on policy.
Yep.
Which I found kind of interesting, like, it's a health care policy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there is some merit to that argument, actually. But, you know, from a public safety standpoint, I mean, the whole place should be shut down under Title 42, to be honest with you. Especially when we don't know where all of these people come from. China, Russia, Moldova, Colombia, Peru, Ecuador. All of these places cannot be asylum claims. Now, the bigger question is this, too. Has anybody even talked to these people and said, you know, what is here? What do you expect to get here in the United States because of these conditions that you're in? You're just being bucked or flown all over the country with nothing in front of you except for free health care and some place to sit. Other than that, nothing.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more folks, and then I'll tell you the countries that are involved here. Denise mentioned some countries. I got them right here in front of me. And we'll mention who they are. I don't know why they are the way they are, but we'll mention who they are. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. My conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. They've been saving people money for going on more than 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 26 million drivers. Now, you can go to their website, geico.com, and find out where their local Geico office is, or you can get a quote right there on the website for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Then if you want to add to it your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, you'll get a bundle price there. But where you really save more money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance to the mix. When you do that, then you're going to save a lot of money. So go over to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, or find out where your agent is. Check it out with them and see what you can do about saving yourself some money. I think you'll be a happy camper when you find out that you can do exactly that. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. I found this little passage here, and I'm going to mention these countries, and then we can talk as to why they may or may not be there. There's an emergency health declaration, which there was quite a bit of conversation about in our chat room yesterday, and for the radio show. That's the captain's group, they call it, the captain's group. But anyway, apparently the groups that the countries, I'm sorry, that were mentioned in this health announcement made by the government over COVID were coming from the countries of Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and most recently added to the mix was Venezuela, in addition to Mexico. And those are the countries that supposedly they could shut out and send back to Mexico anytime they came across the border.
but they're all coming from Mexico. Everybody is coming through Mexico.
Yep.
So, therein lies why it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, that's where they're going back to, and those are the countries that were mentioned, and granted it doesn't make any sense, but I don't know that anything this administration is doing is making sense. Do you?
Well, I mean, you know, from a logical standpoint, you know, you have to kind of measure, like, what is it that's really happening here? And I'm not convinced I know, except that I can't be any more annoyed with this whole thing than I am. But that's just me.
Now, a little while ago, I took a look at FlightAware. You know what that is, right?
Sure. Quite a bit.
And I was sent some information, and I was told to take a look and see who the big winner was of the most flights canceled today. Now, we have a total of 2,727 flights canceled as we speak. 62% of the Southwest flights lead the list again.
I understand, too. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was Southwest a month ago that canceled their customer service phone number.
Uh-huh.
I think that was Southwest.
Uh-huh.
That you had to do all of the interactions online. They have a very antiquated scheduling personnel system, too, apparently. There's some other issues here, and some of these other issues include crew. They don't have enough pilots, and they don't have enough flight crew. I don't know about the ground crew, but or the baggage crew, but nonetheless, if you may have a handful of pilots sitting in Chicago, they're able to fly. But, you know, the planes aren't there. The crews, you know, the pilots necessarily get on a plane and they are flown to someplace else to jump on a flight to take this flight from point A to point B. You know, it is a disaster, and a lot of this is by Southwest's own making. But the other part of it is, and it's been a problem for quite some time, we have a pilot problem, and the United States has had a pilot problem. You know, you've got Pete Buttigieg, and I'm not quite sure I know what country he's in right at the moment. He always seems to be on vacation at very peculiar times. But nonetheless, he comes out and says this administration, that they're going to hold these airlines accountable. Well, I don't know what that means. What are you going to do, fine them? That can necessarily make things worse, I suppose. If it's a money issue, if it's a issue with personnel, I think it's a lot of these things. But, you know, flying with TSA, flying because of COVID, flying with all these other kinds of things that were going on over the last 3 or 4 years, it's you need almost combat pay to get through that whole experience. Meanwhile, luggage is appears to be in a lot of places that the passenger isn't. And therewise, I looked at some video from Atlanta Hartsfield Airport. I guess that's what it's still called, Hartsfield. I don't know. But nonetheless, there are tens of thousands of pieces of luggage that are sitting at Atlanta Hartsfield Airport.
Yeah.
And nobody's there to claim any of it. The passengers out there.
Now, by origin and by destination, the number one airport with the most delays right now happens to be Denver. Number two is Chicago. I'll leave it at that. But even our own airport here in Tampa has a 19% canceled percentage as of today, 1% delayed at the moment.
Well, what happens in that situation is you can't fly if there's no equipment, or you can't fly if there's no crew. So, you know, from a standpoint of, say, Tampa, people can't get out if there's nothing there. If there's not a a crew, what do you got to do? So it's a mess.
Well, at midnight last night, I walked outside, and I heard the planes revving up, so that's got my attention. And I watched four Southwest planes take off, come over my building, make a hard right, and go out over the Gulf. They appeared to be, because they got up in the air so quickly, they appeared to be almost empty, if not empty.
I would doubt that they would fly anything empty.
Don't know, unless they were going back where they originated their route from. Who knows? But four of them in a row. And they pulled up real quickly, and they made that right turn, and boom, they were out over the Gulf before you knew it. So they all went the same way.
All the takeoff over the Gulf.
Yep, they all went the same way, which is kind of ironic. All right, well, let's see here. Where's my clock? All right, well, we'll go back down here. Joe Biden, okay, he's on vacation where, you say? In the Caribbean.
Aruba.
Oh, my. Yeah, Aruba. Isn't that nice? Well, we got people freezing to death and dying over here. He's on vacation saying, well, we're going to get this airplane business taken care of. I'm working on it. Sure he is.
Well, you know, the entire aviation industry is in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to put it, but that's where we are. And the other piece is supply chain. We don't know what kind of damage a broken supply chain has when it comes to aviation. And then, of course, the other part of the transportation are the truckers.
Yep.
You know, you've got the entire northeast part of the country that is bound in by snow.
Yep.
And truckers can't move.
Yep.
So things are going to get ugly. Now, you've got a bunch of economic financial experts that are saying that 2023 is going to be much worse.
Yep.
Including food. So,
time to stock up.
What was it?
Time to stock up.
So much for that. What is it? Stop Inflation Act that happened?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So much for that.
All right. Well, to be continued tomorrow, but it's time to stock up if you can do it. Start filling your freezer. Start buying the stuff that's non-perishable, you know, whatever. But anyway, I'll let you go. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Have yourself a great day. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she has to offer, FoundersCode.com. In the meantime, I'm coming back with the military and veterans news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA News Update. After deadly storms pummeled the East Coast, heavy rain, winds, and snow will now be the story along with the West Coast this week. Atmospheric rivers will be driving moisture from Washington down to California throughout Wednesday. The storms have also resulted in large numbers of power outages, and flash flooding remain a concern. Travel advisories are in place in the Sierra Nevada, where ridgetop winds have been clocked at 120 miles per hour. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida hasn't tossed his hat in the 2024 presidential ring, but the Washington Post reports he's relaunching ads on Google and Facebook. DeSantis has roughly $60 million in his reelection campaign chest with the goal of using it to build his brand and name nationally before making any declaration. Average holiday debt is up to 24% from last year. That's according to the new data out by LendingTree, which puts the number at $1,550. Only about a third of Americans took on holiday debt. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. And remember, give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. We'll tell you all about them after they get a chance to tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on the east side of Tampa Bay. They're in Clearwater on the southwestern corner by the Clearwater St. Pete Airport. Now, in addition, they also have another campus in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. at a small airport that's there. And my point is, if you call them at 800-659-2080, you can ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Now, the website, to find out more, is going to be naa.edu. That's naa.edu. That'll be the website. Go over there, take a look at what they have to offer, and then call them up, 800-659-2080. Ask to take a tour of either one of their campuses or both. If it were me and I was trying to decide where to go to school and better myself and become an aviation maintenance tech, I'd check on both of the campuses. Now, here's what you're going to get when you come to see. Number one, you'll be able to talk to students. Number two, you'll be able to talk to the instructors. And number three, you'll be able to talk to the people that loan the money, the loan officers that set up the paperwork that loan the money from the various financial institutions that lend the student loans. Now, if you are in the military and you have your GI Bill available to you because you haven't used it yet, everything will be covered 100%. Now, if you've used some of your GI Bill in the past, you'll have to find out what you have left and then go from there. You may or you may not have enough money to cover everything 100%, but if you don't, then, of course, the civilian people that'll be there will be able to handle it for you. It's all good. National Aviation Academy, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, check them out, see what they have to say. Give them a call at 800-659-2080 and then set up a tour at one of their campuses. Now, President Biden signed the latest annual defense authorization bill into law despite the administration concerns over its repeal of the military's coronavirus vaccine mandate, saying the legislation includes critical authorities to support our country's national defense. Well, of course it does. Of course it does. And nobody wanted to see anything removed from the military. Yes, they got a pay raise. Yes, they got a cost of living increase. Yes, they got some other things, but some things were also taken away. TRICARE. Some items in TRICARE now are coming out of pocket. So, for those of you that are able, you need to talk to someone like my friend Patrick Hyland, who, by the way, will be on the show today, and see what he can do to help you close that gap, that TRICARE gap, because he can do that, just that. There's a program he sells that will work to do that. Now, can the Army fill its ranks? Well, as the Army rolls along into 2023, everyone from recruiters to senior leaders to Congress are closely monitoring whether or not the Army will be able to shore up its recruiting and stem the end-strength freefall that the service has been experiencing for a couple of years now. We'll see. To be determined, to say the least. Now, two Sikh men who have been fighting grooming restrictions that they say violate their religious beliefs can finally ship off to boot camp, according to a panel of appeals judges who decided that on Friday, that they can keep their turbans and their beards, which goes along with their religion. And I'll bet those guys will probably be two of the best soldiers you ever saw because of the fact that they've had to fight so hard to get there. So we'll see. Now, a federal watchdog wants to make sure the U.S. military is getting the best bang for its buck when buying new aircraft. They're taking a look at the big picture for fighter jet procurement. Maybe they'll get it, maybe they won't. It's always hard to say when you talk about the defense. Now, we just talked about TRICARE. Defense officials announced that they've awarded the next round of TRICARE contracts to Humana Government Business of Louisville, Kentucky, and TriWest Healthcare Alliance of Phoenix, Arizona. We'll see how that works. I'm familiar with Humana from things I've done in the past, so if they do half as much as they did before, then you'll be fine. Now, there are five different ways that the Ukrainian conflict could go in 2023, as we're about to enter its second calendar year. And several military analysts have come up with five different ways that the Ukraine could go. I don't like that. That's a few too many. Now, also, on Monday, a drone believed to be Ukrainian penetrated hundreds of kilometers through Russian airspace, causing a deadly explosion at the main base for Moscow's strategic bombers in the latest attack to expose gaps in their air defenses. Why am I not surprised? Because I'm not. Now, captured Russian tanks and equipment are coveted trophies and a headache at one time, all at the same time. Obviously, the Ukrainian forces have seized hundreds of tanks and other military vehicles, but many are languishing as they wait for repairs and spare parts, which are hard to come by. They wind up taking apart another tank to get one tank ready, or vice versa. That's what they're doing now. Now, the Ukraine's foreign minister said the country wanted a UN peace summit by February, said it's unlikely that Russia will join. Well, if they don't join, they should go ahead without them. Make them look foolish. By the way, Putin is claiming Moscow is ready for Ukraine talks as the attacks continue to go on. President Vladimir Putin claimed that Russia is ready for the talks to end the war in the Ukraine, even as his country faced more attacks from Moscow. Now, a clear sign that peace isn't imminent because of Ukraine and the Moscow forces are still going back and forth. Missiles, drone, missiles, vice versa. Okay, we're coming back with Nanook of the North is what I'll call him today. That would be Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to find out what he's up to. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, Kyle, thank you very much. Before I get to talk to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I need to remind everybody that the portion of the program, this segment, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular, the pardon me, the Moss Acura dealership. That's Moss, spelled M-A-U-S. That's M-A-U-S, mossacura.com. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right here in Tampa. You can get involved with the You Serve, You Save program because, you see, all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, fire, or police, and church pastors, too, get offered a great deal on your vehicle because of what you've done. Now, you also get Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So take that all into mind as you check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Go over there, check them out on the website, and then schedule an appointment to come take a look, take a test drive, see what's going on, and you'll find out why they get customers from all over the United States of America. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I hear it's a balmy 80 degrees up there.
Yeah, right. It's getting better, though. Getting better, little by little. And it's supposed to warm up by the end of the week, so we'll see.
I saw some folks that I know had to be from Canada or way up by Nanuk of the Northland that were walking around yesterday with shorts and T-shirts on. And believe me, it was not shorts and T-shirt weather yet after what we've been through.
Oh, down your way?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, if you're coming from upstate New York, I mean, you know, I remember when I'd go on vacation with my parents and going down to Florida, and, you know, it would be in, you know, sometimes in over Christmas or February, driving in the car, we'd get to North Carolina, and we felt it was summer. And my mom would be yelling at us. She'd be like, put a sweatshirt on. We're like, no, it's warm out, Mom. It's warmer than where we came from, but
yeah.
Not warm.
Yeah. Now, what is going on up there with this incoming GOP Congressman George Santos, who's admitted that he lied about significant portions of his background? What's going on there?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm really not. I don't know what Republicans are going to do. And, you know, again, I talked about this at length yesterday on my podcast, and I'm, you know, kind of disgusted by the Republican Party when it comes to this. You need to be better than this. I mean, you really do. You know, we have no problem making fun of all of the ridiculous, you know, nonsense that comes out of Joe Biden's mouth and all the things that he makes up, or anybody else. We got to be better. We need to be calling this guy out. This guy, the Republican Party should be demanding that he step away. And they need to have another election. This guy lied about who he was, everything. Mm-hmm. And shame on the Republican Party that you're gonna back a guy, you're gonna give a guy money, and you don't even vet him. You don't even look, you know, if he's telling the truth about where he went to school or where he worked or anything. These are simple check that any employer would do.
Yep.
And it's not hard to find out, and the Republican Party didn't do it. What does it tell you about the Republican Party? They were just so excited to have somebody that said, and hey, who knows? He says he's gay. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. At this point in time, he can't believe anything that comes out of his mouth. They were happy to have a candidate that was gay, and they were more worried about winning rather than whether or not the person was upfront and honest.
Well, Chris, he's not the only one that got away with it. We have one down here. I won't mention any names. Everybody knows who it is. We had one down here that got elected, was not properly vetted. Had they been properly vetted, they never would have got as far as they did.
I don't know what the Republican Party, quite frankly, is doing. How you can't do a simple background check. And again, you've got people that are donating money to the political party, Republican Party, and this is what they're supposed to do. He needs to step away. He needs to go away. I don't care how it's going to affect Kevin McCarthy. I don't care how it's going to affect the Republican Party. Even if they might lose the seat this time, I don't care. You do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we got enough problems out there without having somebody come sneaking in the back door, not doing it right. Listen,
yep.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh. Have you looked at FlightAware at all in the last day or two?
No, I haven't. I haven't. I'm sorry. I know I'm familiar.
Don't go over and look because it'll make you sick, because the same people are at the top that were at the top 3 and 4 days ago. And get this, the airport with the most problems right now at the top is Denver.
Again, there must be a Southwest hub because Southwest
followed by Chicago, and you're right in both cases.
Yeah, Southwest is, it's getting worse instead of bad. And I feel horrible for these people. Their luggage is now lost. They can't find that. It's an absolute mess. I don't know what type of computer system they're running. They have major staffing issues. It's complete incompetence.
Probably the one I had when I was in high school.
I mean, crazy. A complete incompetence at its best. I don't know. At this point in time, I don't see how an airline like this is going to bounce back from this. I really don't. Again, who knows? I mean, they might have to discount their fares a ton for people to fly, but then they're going to be running at a loss. You can't screw up this badly. There's no excuse for this.
Last night at midnight, I went outside and I could hear the jet engines, going overhead. And I stood out there for about 15 minutes and watched four Southwest Airlines planes take off one after the other, make a hard right turn and go out over the Gulf. And they looked like they were empty. You know how they can pull up real quickly and it's like there's nobody on them?
I don't know. I mean, like you mentioned that they had a the planes are being parked in Sarasota here, there. They don't know where the staff is coming from. They don't, it's a complete mess.
Well, they park more planes in Sarasota than they had gates because they usually have a gate where they fly in there with a couple of planes or thereabouts or something like that. And they had about they had about seven or eight of them sitting there. So it was like, well, what do we do now, folks?
Yeah, it's complete logistical issues at this point in time. It most certainly isn't the weather.
No. And you got to wonder where the crew went, because you got to believe the crew went back home for Christmas.
Again, we talked about this yesterday, that being a little bit of the problem. But, again, you have a job, you're a pilot, you have to understand what the weather is and where
supposed
you have
to be. It's supposed to be with your plane, I thought, but that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, it's an absolute mess. I feel for all of these people who are stranded, and now, they're dealing with, they can't even find their luggage.
Yeah, and one of my good friends yesterday over at Mission Barbecue came up to me. He had just gotten in from out west somewhere, and he'd lost his luggage. They had no idea where it was.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
In today's day and age, that's just, I don't know how that's possible. I mean, you could track everything.
Sure.
These pieces of luggage are supposed to be scanned wherever they go, and they should know exactly where they are. Even if they happen to get lost and go in the wrong place, they should be able to check and find out, okay, this is where it is.
Sure.
But again, I'm at a loss at this. This is just really bad.
So Friday, the Trump tax returns are going to be released.
They released some of that information already. To me, I care less about this. I mean, Donald Trump's a real estate guy, and they're going to pick apart his returns and, being involved in real estate like he is. It's, the tax code you can do a lot of nifty things with it. If you're smart, your accountants know what they're doing. I think it's going to probably show that he didn't pay that much in taxes, and people are going to jump on that. But again, if you're following the tax law, you're following the tax law. And, like it or not, that's the way it is.
Now, wait till you hear this one. You're not very far from Connecticut, right?
Nope. I can go out down my house. I can look out over the Sound, but I can see.
Well, the disaster aid from HUD, which was supposed to be used for anything other than what it was used for, come to find out, has been used for the purchase of high-priced homes in Connecticut. Say like that.
Yeah.
All right, I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Stay warm.
Absolutely.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Check it out, and I'll be right back with more in the next hour.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All of that.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.